We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time to talk to one of the greats, my favorite of all time, Derek Johnson, former linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the last time you took the field and played the Tennessee Titans in a playoff game, DJ, you got screwed on some stupid call by a ref who retired immediately after the game.
Made him retire.
Do you still look back at that and go, what the hell were you thinking, dude?
Oh, man. Thanks for the introduction. I'll tell you what, that game, it still gives me nightmares, man. It's been a couple years from now. I tell you what, this Chiefs team is everybody's really excited about, especially what Pat Mahomes and what the offense is doing and what Andy Reid is doing. But the defense is matching them by playing great defense, and I'm excited about it, man. They got the whole town rocking,
no doubt. Why do you think this defense has kind of turned it around and playing like they are right now? What do you think the big difference has been?
Well, getting after the quarterback. Getting after the quarterback, and the offense helps out because, you know, most of the time they're always up. But I tell you what, with Frank Clark coming off the edge and Chris Jones and those guys, hopefully he's back this week. But Matthews, Honey Badger, I tell you what, he's a heck of a player, man. He can play anywhere in the secondary. Sometimes he plays from linebacker. I mean, he's a pretty good player. But I just tell you what, Stagg is doing a great job, defense coordinator, by just mixing it up, playing zone, playing man, playing some zone pressures. I mean, he's not holding back. He's not playing, okay, bend but don't break. He's just kind of like, I'm gonna go get it. If we're gonna lose this way. So,
do you think Derrick Henry is gonna be able to continue to do what he's done over the last 8 weeks, which is basically just annihilate defenses with his legs?
Well, I hope he doesn't do it this week, but I'll tell you what, he's a different kind of animal. He's a different kind of animal. He's very big, very fast. If he gets past the front line, he's held to get down. I played against him in a playoff game a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I just think he has some confidence, and the coach Vrabel has some confidence in saying, hey, you can stack the box. We're still going to run them. Let's see if you can tackle them. And that's what they've been doing. No fair darts. Just dodging against him. I want to say it's going to stop this week, but, you know, at the same time, you got to give them credit, man. When you know somebody's going to run and they still come out successful, that's pretty good.
What would be your strategy for getting him to the ground?
Well, we say a couple of prayers before, and then stack the box. I know everybody's talking about. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on ESPN about. You gotta. Even though people stack the box, he's still getting there. You still gotta stack the box. You got to maybe mix up some stunts on the defensive line, just to get some movement, so the offensive linemen don't know exactly what they're doing in their blocking scheme, just to get some indecision in their mind, just to slow them down a little bit. But at the same time, somebody's gonna have to make a big boy tackle. They have to, you know, hit them in the chest or hit them in the knees. I will hit them in the knees. But it's one of those things. You gotta get 11 guys to the ball. And I'm sure the defense will be up to the task this week in the championship game.
You know, you never say you want to see somebody injured or anything like that. And I'm watching some highlights from when Derrick Henry played the Chiefs last time, and he just ran over Juan Thornhill in the secondary. And obviously Thornhill is out, and that means a lot more opportunity for Daniel Sorensen. Dirty Dan is not afraid to stick anybody. How much of a weapon can he be in that secondary against a guy like Derrick Henry when Dirty Dan plays with no fear?
Well, he's a veteran player. Dan, I played with Dan. Dirty Dan is a guy that that Dirty Dan, that name, that didn't come from him being a nice guy. Dan doesn't say much, but Dan can get down with the biggest and fastest guys in the league. And with Derrick Henry coming in, he's definitely going to help add to that physicalness of being a safety that's in the box to help tackle and be an extra body on getting the ball out. You see, he made a couple big plays in the game that gave us momentum to actually to win the game last week. So hopefully we can get a couple more plays out of him this coming week.
This offense really dialed it up a week ago. To you, does that look like a pretty, once they got going, a pretty fine-tuned machine at this point?
Yes. I'm always raving about Andy Reid and his offense. Pat Mahomes he's in heaven with Andy Reid, because Andy Reid is a very patient coach. He's a guy that definitely wants to develop a quarterback for the long haul, and Pat Mahomes can make all the throws, can do anything you want him to do. Andy does even more with the sidearm and the look off, extending plays, and he's just playing with a confidence that's just out of this world. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I mean, they got so many weapons on offense with Tyreek Hill and with Kelce. I mean, you see how Kelce's getting open. I mean, they're putting cornerbacks and safeties on him, double him at times, and he still gets open. So that's definitely a problem for other teams.
If you were defending the Chiefs this week, if you were on Tennessee, like, what would you try to do to slow down this offense right now?
Ooh, man, I'll tell you what. It's hard just because they spread you out this RPO. I mean, they're big into RPOs. You got to play man to man defense. That's why everybody plays man to man defense on them, but they still beat them. You got to kind of blitz Pat Mahomes. If you don't blitz him, it's you know, he's gonna hold the ball until a big play arrives. I mean, it's there's not a one system that you say, all right, just blitz them, and you know, you can handle the Chiefs. And I wouldn't say that. It's definitely got to be timely. It's situational. But the Chiefs can beat you all kind of ways. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, they don't run the ball much. Well, they can run the ball. They do it a different way. They spread you out, then run the ball. But they got a couple running backs that can run the ball. And just that RPO and with Kelce. I mean, they're really, really good on offense. I mean, it's going to be hard. Tennessee's been playing really good defense, but they're going to be tested this week for sure.
When you hear Tyreek Hill yesterday come out and say nobody in the NFL can guard our offense and cover our offense, we all agree with that. But does that, like, create bulletin board material inside the locker room? Like, if you were in Tennessee and saw that Tyreek Hill said that, how does that resonate for the opposition?
Well, yeah, personally, I would. Yeah. You gotta, as a coach. Now, players might not think too much in it, but as a coach, you might bring that up. That's a little bit of ammunition to say, just a little bit more motivation if you need it. But I don't think it would matter that much. But you do have to put it out there, like, hey guys, they don't think we can cover them, so let's show them, you know, something like that. But at the same time, it's some indecision on Tennessee side saying, you know, they're kind of right. You know, this is one of those things where you have to scheme them up. You can't just say we're going to go one-on-one with y'all and you know, no help over top or whatnot. I mean, if you want to put two safeties, you want to put two high safeties and man them up, then the running game's going to come to play. And but at the same time, it'll be a little motivation, but it won't be a big deal. But that is true. I don't think anybody in the league can cover him one-on-one. I mean, especially Tyreek Hill.
Derek Johnson with us here on 610 Sports Radio. What's the benefit for Andy getting this win, man? How important is it for him and his legacy?
Big time. Big time. There's always been a scrutiny of Andy. Why can't he win the big game, or you know, why can't he get to that one extra game to the Super Bowl? Because he's always, you know, he's always in the mix. He's always in the thick of it at the end of the day. But I tell you what, man, my hat's off to Andy Reid. I mean, he's consistently showed how valuable and how much experience and he has being a successful coach in this league, and he's been doing it for a long time, and I pray that this weekend will be a validation saying, hey, I've been working towards something this whole time, and you're seeing the fruits of the labor. So, and the guys on the team, man, they've been working their butts off. They've been going through some ups and downs this season, and they grew a lot, especially on the defense side of the ball, especially when Pat Mahomes got hurt. This team has been through a little bit, been tested, and what better way to show that you have arrived going to Miami to the Super Bowl.
Can tell just by the sound of your voice, your juices are flowing this week, aren't they?
Yeah, I wish I was playing this week. That's what it was. That's what I wish.
We wish you were too, man.
But I will be at the game, and I will be. I like watching the game at home, so I can actually stop and rewind and get on my wife's nerves because I see certain stuff out there. But I'm gonna be at the game, so I can't rewind and do nothing. So I'm just gonna watch the game from the suites and be cheering my guys on.
If they win, are you going to Miami?
Oh man, you know what? I got to. This is something to see, man. This is a history in the making since what, 1970?
Yeah,
maybe, something like that.
Yeah, but, 50 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So I played for the Chiefs for 13 years and had a couple opportunities to further our postseason activities, but wasn't able to do it. And I want to humble myself to be around greatness of seeing the team that I love, that I know everything about, see them do great things.
DJ, we appreciate the time. Have a safe trip into Kansas City. We'll see you on Sunday, and let's hope we're all in Miami together and you're buying us all dinner.
Yeah, thanks.
Derek Johnson with us here.
That's fine.
And we'll get somebody to
Derek Johnson, former Chiefs linebacker, joining us to chat about Chiefs and Titans. He is fired up.
Yeah, Nick, he's ready to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.